From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. From last year's heat dome to this colder and wetter spring, weather challenges have kept farmers on their toes. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says the April snow and freezing temps may not have hit cherries as bad as once feared, but the impact will be felt.
You know, anytime we start a season, though, with a crop where we're thinking it's 14 or 15 million boxes, you know, and we'd like to be thinking it's 23 or 24 million, because we have demand that we've built for that particular level of crop volume, and we're not going to probably get there this year.
But Thurlby says this is not unprecedented.
From that side, it's disappointing because growers always like to get that extra tonnage, but overall with the crop, it's still a lot of cherries. And you can go back 15 years and we had lots of crops in the 14 million box range. So this isn't totally unheard of.
Bottom line, Thurlby says you will be able to find your delicious cherries this year.
We're going to have lots of cherries available for the U.S. and domestic market. And there's, I'm guessing with, you know, the size profile we're expecting, which is large, firm fruit, we should also have probably 30% of our fruit go offshore as well. So we think we're going to have a good demand structure coming from both foreign and domestic markets this year.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the outlook for Northwest cherries and when we might see them on store shelves.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.